You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And when it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? Matt, we're talking about quarterbacks here for the Browns. And right now, Mike Pettine saying, let's look at this position. Mike Pettine saying Josh McCown will take all the work with the one. And of course, you look at Johnny Manziel, number two on the depth chart, Connor Shaw, Thad Lewis, they're the other quarterbacks here. How do you see this position shaking out? What are you looking to see from this group in training camp?
Well, I want to look at Josh McCown visually as a starter for this football team. To not have an open competition for the first time in a long time is unique to the Cleveland Browns. And I know Tony Grossi alluded to this earlier, but he said the gap between Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel is much larger than the gap between Johnny Manziel and Connor Shaw. So Johnny Manziel has a lot to prove to continue to solidify his role and his future as a quarterback in the National Football League. He will be looking up at Josh McCown in you know, as the number two for this football team. But Connor Shaw and the what he showed in Week 17 versus the Baltimore Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium with the Ravens playing for something, and just the grit and his work ethic, even though, as we've stated many times, he is, he was an undrafted free agent for a reason. And Thad Lewis has bounced around for multiple teams for a reason. They have a lot to prove. The hardest thing for each of those two young men, both Connor Shaw and Thad Lewis, is the reps that they will receive at practice. Yep. So much of what they're going to do is going to be mental reps. And when they actually get a physical rep in practice, they're going to want to go out and be perfect. And sometimes that works against you by having to make the throw. And we saw some of that frustration in Johnny Manziel when it didn't work out the way he wanted. But as I've said before, I think this is a slightly upgrade from Brian Hoyer, but a full-on lateral move as you look at it. And as I joined Really Big Show yesterday to talk about the quarterback position, I think that Josh McCown, the leader, the person, the veteran, the teacher, his accuracy, all that he brings is what's going to help solidify his position and this position for the Cleveland Browns. He's not going to overwhelm you with his arm. He's not going to overwhelm you with his accuracy. I don't think he can will you with his play to victory like franchise quarterbacks in this league can do, but he fully and cerebrally understands what his role is on this football team, and that is to limit mistakes, to play off the run, to focus on the assets around him and not make it about him. So many offenses are made or broken by the quarterback, and in this case, it doesn't have to be that way.
You're right, and I think what's so neat about Josh McCown, and I asked him the question. I said, you know, everybody's talking about your leadership, your mentorship. You're a competitor at heart, and you want to be successful, and he certainly does. And I have seen from him a guy who has command of the team. The receivers all certainly love him. The line seems to love him. The offense believes in him. He's got a great relationship with John DeFilippo, and I think talking about, you know, seeing some of the tweaks he suggested and that other veteran players have suggested to the playbook, actually being there when they come back for training camp has been good. He's the starting quarterback. I expect him to open the season as the starter. I think if he plays well and the team wins, he will start all year long.
Yep.
I think that Johnny Manziel is the number two. One of the tough things for me is I think as a franchise, you need to come out of this season knowing whether or not Johnny Manziel can play.
I agree.
And that, listen, you're not going to get that chance if things are going well, and I'm okay with that. But Josh McCown's my starter. Johnny Manziel's my backup. I think that Connor Shaw will end up on the practice squad. I think that Thad Lewis will probably hopefully get an opportunity to put out some good tape and land somewhere else because I do think he has some talent. I just think when you look at this roster right now for the Cleveland Browns, the 53-man roster, I think it's going to be tough to carry three quarterbacks for this team.
Oh, it definitely will. And that's why the, Terrell Pryor – and that story adds intrigue because of his history with John DeFilippo and his ability to play quarterback, so that if Johnny Manziel and Josh McCown are both the quarterbacks, one and two, for whatever reason, if you need to, and as we've mentioned, you know, since the draft, that this is going to be a much more competitive roster. There's a few places on a roster that you're able to add or snag an extra roster spot if you want to be heavy at one position over another. In this case, if Terrell Pryor does show enough at wide receiver and makes that sixth wide receiver roster spot that we all think is out there, he could essentially be your emergency quarterback. So that being said, is the other position that I've mentioned before is, and I know Tank Carter has had his best off seasons thus far. Coach Pettine went out of it, you know, by far and away, said he's the best defensive player in OTAs and minicamp. But inside linebacker is another place that you can snag a roster spot by carrying just three. Many teams in the 3-4 defense do it. Some don't, you know, they have their two starters and a swing guy. But that's where you grab another, you can add a corner. You can add an extra offensive lineman. You can add a guy like Johnson Batamose or a Marlon Moore.
Sure.
You know, you use that roster spot for that wide receiver slash specialist. So quarterback in this case is going to be, you know, very interesting. But if I had to say what would happen right now, Josh McCown will be your starter. Johnny Manziel, number two. And I agree with you. Connor Shaw will be your number three on the practice squad. But with what he showed week 17, there's an opportunity for him to get picked up and be a backup somewhere else in the National Football League.
Yes, and I think the question for Connor Shaw is going to be the question that's going to be with him for his entire career, and that is, can Connor Shaw, does he have the arm strength to match the moxie and the grit that he shows to make it in the NFL? I think that's the real question. I think this is a two quarterback. You got to get down to 50. You got to get down to 53. And we know, I believe that this team, when you look at it and you're trying to figure out the positions, is going to be it's going to be defense heavy.
Yes.
You got your three specialists and there's 50 spots. I think you're going to see maybe a 23-27 split offense to defense. And so you're going to have to pick up some spots there. Because if you look at two quarterbacks, let's just say quickly, two quarterbacks, four running backs, counting Malcolm Johnson.
Six.
That's six. Seven offensive linemen.
13.
Maybe eight offensive 14. Linemen. Okay, so 13, 14. You're probably going to have six receivers.
19, 20.
And then I would say, you know, you're looking at four tight ends, three tight ends.
Three tight ends.
Three tight ends.
23.
Right. So that's where you're at.
Yeah.
But you're not taking that extra spot on a quarterback. And I believe if there is, maybe if Terrell Pryor makes the team, he makes it as a seventh wide receiver.
Yep. Slash.
A slash emergency quarterback. Right. So that's the advantage he has. But right now, I think quarterbacks, McCown is your starter. Johnny's your number two. Connor Shaw, practice squad. Thad Lewis is probably on the outside looking in as a numbers
guy. Yeah, and the reason why I feel like Josh McCown has solidified himself as a starter is because he, as a whole, his game is of the template of a franchise quarterback being played throughout the National Football League. And when I say that, he doesn't have that running ability. Yes, there's RG3 and Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson in a unique situation. But besides that, you've got Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger. It's that pocket passing ability that Josh McCown has. And so John DeFilippo is building a system for that player. And Johnny's just not there yet.
Right.
You know, he loves to throw on the run. That, you know, the deviation out of the pocket and throwing the ball up to big wide receivers is what he succeeded at Texas A&M with Mike Evans. We saw last year you can't get away with that in the National Football League, and I just don't think it has legs from week to week to week, which is why Colin Kaepernick, you know, has gone back and worked with Kurt Warner to hone his pocket passing and his accuracy and live in the pocket, because that's where the plays need to be made, and Josh McCown is the guy to make those for this team right now.
You're exactly right, and that's why he will be your starter. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to look at the running backs here. I think this is a position, believe it or not, that has more competition than people may realize for the Browns this year. A deep, talented group, again, all new from the time that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine took over. How will that shake out at training camp? We'll take a look at the running backs when we return.